Ever since the recession, we've heard about the rise of shared office spaces and small business incubators. Now there's a place in Somerville that takes the concept even further. It's called Fringe. Fringe is a creative collective where members share skills, knowledge, and even clients. WBUR's Andrea Shea takes us there.
Fringe is tucked away in a quiet Union Square neighborhood. 15 small creative businesses share the 7,500-square-foot warehouse. Builder Mike Hamilton is one half of Price Hamilton Design Build, a company he runs with his sister. He says they set up shop at Fringe last spring.
I was in a basement before. This is a step up.
In the space next to Hamilton's, Rose Matos and Erin Heath are making terrariums for their sustainable floral design company called Foray.
You like to rinse, especially if you're using a glass container that you can see.
Things are going well for the budding entrepreneurs, but 26-year-old Matos and Heath, who's 28, admit leaving their steady jobs was pretty scary. They worried about high rents and...
The heat, the lighting, snow removal, trash removal, electric... Oh, internet, yeah.
But shared utilities aren't the only reason they applied to join Fringe last year.
Starting a business, there are so many questions and so many things you're trying to figure out, and a lot of these folks have already done it. And so it's a great resource for us to kind of be like, hey, do you know any good accountants? Do you have any lawyers or advice on
how did you do your taxes? Or
for answers, they often turn to Mike Dacey, the founder of Fringe. He started this collective in July of 2009 when some small businesses and creative studios were hunting for space in the neighborhood. Dacey says they pooled together enough money to pay the rent. And
it worked out pretty well.
It sounds fortuitous, but the model Dacey has forged is definitely intentional.
We are certainly not first come, first served. We're pretty picky about who we bring on as members.
Fringe selects members based on their willingness to contribute to the larger whole, anything from advice to skills to moral support. Dacey offers printing services through his company, Repeat Press. The 31-year-old runs industrial antique printing machines to create cards, invitations, and posters for rock bands. A company down the hall designed Fringe's website with help from in-house photographers, and the creative collective shares clients.
They might be starting a business of their own, and they need photography and a video and printing and interior design or whatever. And so they get the tour, they walk down the hall, and they meet five people who they might want to enlist their services at some point.
Dacey says these connections boost each company's bottom line, but the 1-3 person businesses operate independently. Rents start at $250 a month based on the amount of space occupied.
Like a lot of spaces like this, everything is very individual. And everyone's kind of working on their own.
That's engineer and designer Aaron Pannoni.
But then, you know, everyone has different specialties. You put all those together and you can create something that, like, you know, people just really love.
The 29-year-old is talking about a project he and his Fringe mates worked on together called Kapow. It's a plastic lid that turns mason jars into something like sippy cups for adults.
Yeah, we try not to use the word sippy cup. We prefer travel mug, but...
Pannoni has been with Fringe since day one. He designed Kapow with his business partner, and other Fringe members pitched in to work on the product's graphics, packaging, website, video, and photos. They fronted their services, but got paid after Kapow took off. 120,000 units have been sold through more than 600 stores in the U.S., Canada, and Japan.
It's gone beyond our expectations.
And I think that it shows that we're just scratching the surface in these sort of creative economy think tank type of collaborations.
Helena Fruscio is Massachusetts Creative Economy Industry Director. Her job is to cultivate the creative workforce in the state, which includes some 100,000 people doing all kinds of things, from marketing, design, video games, publishing, music. They drive a $1 billion industry, according to Fruscio, but she says starting a creative business on your own is impossible for many. She points to the trend of shared workspaces in places such as Brooklyn, Boston, Somerville, and sees Fringe as a model.
There is a lot of potential when you get creative economy brains, the people who are working in these fields together to start thinking innovatively and then really bringing things to market.
Not bad for a bunch of creative types who used to work in their basements. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.